T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Marks and Reese, we're back. Elliot's going to join us coming up from 3 to 4 Tuesdays with Elliot. So that's coming up here. We will keep you updated. Jack Fritz is in the breaking news booth.
/ goal booth?
Yeah, so today the breaking news would be a goal by the USA.
USA! USA! USA!
Awesome. In the biggest match between the U.S. and Iran since 1984 when the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, escaped the camel clutch and was able to give the Iron Sheik a leg drop and win the WWF title. So they are currently scoreless right now in World Cup action. So we'll keep you updated.
It feels like they're dominating early, though.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's just game feel, yeah, I'd say, yep.
Yeah. If Jack seems a little distant today.
I'm glad you're paying attention to the show.
Yeah, he's paying attention to the World Cup.
What's in the corner of my eye? Listen, man, don't worry about it.
Well, Jack's got big money on Iran today on the money line, so.
No, that's me.
Hold on a second.
It's an emotional
You went Iran?
Oh, yeah.
What was the number?
I have no idea. I just put 20 on them.
Are they?
Yep.
No, that's good reasoning because, if they win, we're happy, right?
Yep.
You used we when referring to USA soccer.
Yep, it's we. I'm still in there, yep.
They're one of your AFC teams.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, oh, really? So if the USA's gone, then you'll be rooting for Iran.
Yeah.
Well, there you have it. All right. Well, we'll keep you updated. And I'm sure Elliot's going to be paying attention on the air to what's going on.
If Iran, it's Iran.
It's supposed to be Iran. There was one of the United States players called it Iran, and they were infuriated. The whole country was mad. This has become a very personal, game.
Yeah, and that's why I don't really want to comment on anything. You can't make jokes about anything.
You're not
everybody
to
getting
have fun,
upset.
Though.
Exactly. Yeah. Just know I put money on the opposite way. Just know that. It's emotional hedge. That's right.
There you go. Yeah, so either way, you're happy.
I'll be happy regardless.
That's, you know what? If the USA beats Iran, that's worth 20
bucks,
right?
It's worth the 20 bucks, yep.
You're hooking us up, Ike. Thank you. Appreciate it. Twitter questions.
Jack went broke going through the Phillies playoffs like that.
He definitely did.
Dude, yeah, you're not lying.
He put his diapers and formula on the line.
He's betting on Padres, the Braves, and the Astros.
Everybody.
Just to make sure that the Phillies won all those games, man.
Thank you, Jack.
Just the ultimate sacrifice. I mean, the city may have made $78 million. FanDuel may have made at least an extra
more than that. Yeah. Yes, they did make a lot of money in Philadelphia.
Oh, man.
Based on the World Series. Biggest concern with the Eagles. That's our Twitter question today, and it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Get the VIP treatment of Mark's Jewelers with a personal diamond consultant to help you select the perfect engagement ring. Online, marks-jewelers.com. What's your biggest concern with the Eagles? Defense, special teams, passing offense, or no concerns? No concerns. I don't have any.
Oh, what's that one pulling in there?
I don't have any concerns. They're 10-1. What are you talking about? Why can't you guys just be happy?
So you should have put special teams because that's the easiest answer of them all.
Yeah,
53%.
Because most teams' biggest concern is special teams when talking about a Super Bowl.
Right. Yes, exactly.
What I tell you about disrespecting the third unit.
I know. Yeah, sorry.
You want that fire like show yesterday?
Exactly.
No concerns has more votes than passing offense. By the way,
I'm just saying your special teams is your biggest concern. Your team's pretty good.
I know what you're saying, man. That's all I'm just saying, though, man. Go ahead.
There'd be a lot of teams in the NFL that would like their biggest concern to be special teams. And the special teams might end up costing them a game if they don't fix that.
No, as long as it's not your field goal kicker. Because if that's the issue, nobody wants that.
Right.
Yes.
But the way they're giving up coverage yards here, yes, it might be bad. Jack, do you what is your biggest concern with the Eagles right now? Like, you're kind of poo-pooing the passing offense concerns.
Well, because I just think it comes down to Goddard. Like, really. Like, I think I don't have a big concern about the running offense or the passing offense because, like, I don't think there's a good team in the NFC that it really concerns me about. Like, I think running is pretty up around the league. And the only time that I would really be concerned about it, John, frankly, is in the Super Bowl. Because, like, then you can get into a shootout with the Miami, the Chiefs, the Bills. I don't see a shootout happening before then. And I think if these games get tight, like, I think running the ball is actually probably a good thing. So, I mean, my concern is still the defense. I mean, they allowed 33 points the other day.
We're not allowed
to talk about the defense. Like, why? They allowed 33 points the other day. And it's not like they've been a great unit. They're fine.
Yeah, but some of that was circumstance, right?
And I understand it was circumstance. I agree with you. But they still did allow 33 points. I know there were some short fields, but why don't you turn the ball over once? Everyone's talking about, you know, Aaron Rodgers being cooked, Aaron Rodgers this, Jordan Love this. Like,
made some nice throws.
Stop them. Like, the Lions held them to 9 points.
Well, I guess my question would be,
they got no defense.
No defense. Who's the last team to and I'm not saying that the Eagles need to win like this. This is different than last year, to where like that was their only shot of winning games was a heavy run offense. But it seems like we're trending more towards that than them being this heavy passing offense, right, which I thought we were going to be doing.
Hey, it's getting cold. You got to run the ball.
All right, let's go to Chuck from Mount Airy. Chuck, how are you, buddy? What's going on?
Hey.
Oh.
Johnny, listen.
Oh, hi.
Here we are. Hey, you know what I mean? This is why I told you I needed them to run the football, right? Because here's the thing. The difference between last year and this year, and I'm going to explain to you why, okay?
All right.
First of all, we missing Dallas Goedert, okay? That's our starting tight end, great receiver, great blocker, just down the third. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So, Johnny, the reason why we lost to Tampa last year, because we couldn't pass the ball. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
This year, they can pass the ball. And they've proven that to you all year long.
Really?
I don't know what you need to see to prove they can pass the ball. Three reasons why last year they couldn't do it. The scheme wasn't as good as it is this year, offensively.
They have better players, but they have better players this year. I acknowledge that. I agree that.
Quarterback wasn't MVP-level quarterback as he is this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Jalen Hurts' maturation is what's making us dynamic. And I'm going to tell you this, right?
Yeah.
When you get to the playoffs, you're going to learn to appreciate that run game.
Oh, yeah?
Because when it's incorporated with the pass game, like I think it can be, and they can mix it both in, that's when you got a talented team. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You love the 49ers, right, Johnny?
I don't love the 49ers, no. No, but I think that their toughest matchup to me would be against the 49ers because they can run the football, which is one of the Achilles heels of the Eagles defense, I'm told. And also they're big and physical on defense. Right? So that's why I worry about the 49ers. Not Jimmy Garoppolo. I mean, one of the reasons why the Eagles would be favored in the game is because of Jimmy Garoppolo, right? Like I don't necessarily disagree with that. But the teams that you're likely to match up with as you get going in the playoffs, the Cowboys, like the Cowboys can run the football with two guys, right? So, and the 49ers, to me, they're the two teams you wouldn't want to face in the playoffs.
Yo, Jet.
He's here.
He's there.
Chuck.
He's listening.
I don't know what's going on with Chuck today.
L.
Must have had a bad cell signal.
That was a
right
terrible
there.
Call.
Yeah. No, and just keep this in mind. They're 10-1, so I'm not telling you the sky's falling or anything like that.
Need you to keep this in mind. We know they're 10-1.
We
need you to keep in mind they're 10-1.
Here's the thing: if it's so easy to pass the ball, why aren't they doing it?
Who said it was easy to pass the ball?
Everybody's telling me, they'll be able to pass the ball whenever they want to. Like, why are they running the ball so much if they can pass the ball so well?
Because it works.
But the whole reason they got A.J. Brown and they have Devontae Smith as a second-year wide receiver and Quez Watkins is now the third receiver, and I know you don't have Dallas Goedert anymore, is because now you can throw the ball. Now you want to throw the ball. Now you don't have to worry about it. That's why.
USA! 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 USA!
United States has scored a goal.
There you go.
38 minutes of the first half. Is that how you say it, Jack?
I think so.
Well, 38 minutes of the first half. The United States is on the board.
Never a doubt.
Never a doubt.
And the Americans in
best players hurt.
In Qatar, they're going crazy. There you go. Is he the best player? What's his name, Jack?
Pulisic.
Pulisic?
Yeah, he's from New Jersey. Or no, he's from Hershey. He grew up in Hershey. And then he's apparently a Jets, Rangers, Sixers fan.
Jets, Rangers, Sixers. All right. Well, I mean, these guys are always laying on the ground. You think that they're out for the season, and then they spray him with something, and they're up running around 2 minutes later. But a nice goal there. I took a knee in the midsection. There you go. All right, like 1-0 USA. Let's go. All right, let's get back to the phones. Tom in Vancouver. Tom, how are you?
Hello, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Tom, how's the Canadian team in soccer? Are they good?
The Canadian team scored its first goal in men's World Cup soccer ever against Belgium a couple of days ago.
Wow.
That's how it's doing.
Congratulations. How you doing, buddy?
So, yeah, doing well. I'm doing well, guys. So, Ike, is he warming you up for Elliot today? Is that what's going on here?
Yes.
Am I warming John up for Elliot, or is John warming me up for Elliot?
The other way around.
Oh, warming me up for Elliot.
Yeah, listening to you guys, man. Holy cow, you and Elliot went at each other? I thought you were going to blow a gasket there, Ike, and we love you too much for that.
Yeah.
He's coming up at 3.
We do that every Tuesday, yes.
last week seemed more intense than usual.
Nah, it's all good.
Okay, yes. I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
Everything is all good here, Tom. We're good here, brother.
Oh, good.
Did you not hear me and Elliot do a show last night together?
No, that sounded much better. That sounded much better.
Yes, they're always fine. Okay. At 4 o'clock when he leaves,
when Elliot leaves, everything is perfectly fine. Yes.
Yeah, and Elliot, if you are listening, you got to take your cues from Johnny Marks when he tries to give you an off-ramp. I noticed you were trying to set that up last week, John, and he wasn't taking it. All right, man.
All right,
passing,
Tom.
Passing game.
Yes.
I am actually also concerned about that. My main concern was about Goddard, but then, you know, when you mentioned that it's been 4 weeks like this, I didn't realize that. That is really concerning. And I'm wondering, was it five who was saying about the college shotgun limiting screenplay and play action?
Yes.
I heard that. Yeah,
he said it yesterday because he's not concerned that they're running too much or the passing game. But I asked him because he was so good. The Eagles teams with McNabb were so good in the screen game. And I said, well, what's going on with this team? And he said that it's because they line up in the shotgun so much. It's more difficult to do screens. You can still do them, but I don't know.
I mean, that's his opinion on screen. The running backs aren't very good. I mean, if they wanted to run the screen, they would just put the quarterback under the center.
And they could run them.
They could just run a screen. It's obviously the reasons why they don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not effective when they try it. They're not getting it done.
Yeah.
All right, Chuck's back. Chuck, go ahead, man. Your phone's better.
Hey, yeah, I want to say my fault. I apologize, man. You know what I mean? On the phone.
That's all right. Thing.
You know, sometimes the phone got a mind of its own. Listen, hey, Johnny, hey, Ike, listen.
Yes, sir.
This situation, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not going to hold you guys long, but we are missing Dallas Goedert, okay? We're missing some key players. Dallas is a big part of this passing offense. Mm-hmm. We have showed you all year long, Johnny, that we can pass the football. That's the difference between this team this year and that team last year.
Mm-hmm.
And the number one thing that's the biggest difference is we got an MVP candidate that's wearing number one that's behind the center. He won MVP candidate last year. This dude can do it all. He can pass, he can run, whatever you want, that's how he can give it to you. This is the thing, right? I'd rather be two-dimensional than one-dimensional. These guys can, when you don't be able to pass the ball, because in the playoffs, it might be some inclement weather. It might be a defense. They won't allow you to pass like that. You got to be able to lean on something else. And that's what this team can do. Johnny, I don't know what you need to see. You see how this team is for real. I want to ask you something, Johnny.
But hang on a second. There's a difference between being for real and when I'm talking about this team winning a Super Bowl or going to a Super Bowl. I'm talking about losing in the playoffs.
Okay,
right, that's what I'm talking about.
Johnny, who do you got going to the Super Bowl this year out of the NFC?
Who did I have? I had Green Bay, but that's obviously not going to work out right now.
I'm talking about right now, Johnny. Who's your team? Who's your favorite to come out? And obviously the Eagles. Your favorite to come out the NFC right now?
The Niners.
Okay. Who was the Niners missing on Sunday when they struggled against whomever was out there playing for the Rams, who probably be up for
Elijah
the
Mitchell?
This year. Elijah Mitchell. That's what they missing.
Mm-hmm.
They had damn near everybody. Kittles, you know what I mean? Debo, everybody. They only put up 13 points.
Right.
The point I'm trying to make here.
How about when the Eagles put up 17 points on? They needed two late touchdowns.
They was on the road against a pretty, stout defense. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. We're going to find out how real the 49ers is this week when they're going up against a formidable offensive team this week in the Miami Dolphins. Let's see how real your team is this week going to the Super Bowl, your Super Bowl pick. This week going up against a legitimate offensive and AFC threat this week, okay? All you lovers out there, the Dallas Cowboys, who struggled to beat the Giants, came back in the second half to beat the Giants on Thursday night football or Thanksgiving. What I'm trying to say is this, right? This team is different from last year. This team can do it all. My main concern is the defensive coordinator. You understand what I'm saying? That's my main concern. It has nothing to do with the offense. The offense already shows you they can beat you in a close game, or they can score 40 points to beat you. And they got a hell of a talent. Got more talent this year than what they did last year. Johnny, what I'm trying to say to you is this, right? The team that you love so much, the 49ers, right? Mm-hmm.
My team, my favorite team, yes. My team. Love them.
That's who you're picking to come out the Super Bowl this year, right?
Yeah, yes, yes.
Let me tell you something. This week, check them out. And then I'm gonna check back with you next week.
Well, everybody, Chuck, you'll check back with us before next week.
Sure.
Chuck.
Yeah, it's
Thank
only
you.
Tuesday.
Right. Like.
Yeah, it's only Tuesday.
It's only Tuesday. I'm sure we'll talk to you a couple more times.
Tomorrow, Thursday, before and then. Friday. Yeah.
The Eagles right now have the inside track. They're most likely going to have home field throughout the NFC with their record, with the games that they're going to win. Mm-hmm. Mentioning, so you look at the Ravens, and what made me think about this was Chuck was saying, well, Jalen Hurts is the MVP. Jalen Hurts may win the MVP. Right now, Pat Mahomes is the only person with shorter odds to win the MVP than Jalen Hurts, right? He's right there with Tua and with, so it's Mahomes, Hurts, and Tua are 1-2-3 in MVP odds right now, right? Like, the year that Lamar won the MVP in that first playoff game, they had the bye. In that first playoff game, the Tennessee Titans – they were more like, hey, you're not going to be able to run the ball. Lamar, you can run around and make 1,000 plays. He threw the ball 59 times. He ran the ball 20 times, and they scored 12 points, right? Like, Tennessee is the team. I can't wait for this Sunday's game because
– also was a young Lamar.
Jalen Hurts is young, too. He doesn't have playoff. He doesn't have the experience that some of these other quarterbacks do.
But he's a more developed passer than Lamar.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
But on that day, Lamar threw for – for 365 yards, he did have two interceptions. But like that day against a physical defense, against a team that wanted to run the ball, and they weren't worried about having to throw to win. They were going to run the ball, and they were going to just say, "Hey," they said, "Lamar, you try to beat us," and they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. So when I look at a matchup like that coming up in the playoffs, Jalen Hurts can be the MVP all they want. If they need to be able to throw the football, they say, "Hey, listen, we're gonna let you do what you do, which is make a lot of the plays for your team." But that's all you're gonna do.
I don't understand why you don't think they would be able to throw the football. That's what I don't get.
Well, why aren't they throwing the football now?
They do throw the football now.
And it feels different from earlier in the season. AJ Brown hasn't been the same player. Devontae really hasn't had impact that I thought he was going to make this year.
Okay. And those things can be true. But it doesn't mean that when it gets to the postseason that they won't be able to throw the ball if they're forced to throw the ball. There's a difference than saying we are a throwing football team. That's what the Kansas City Chiefs are. That's what the Buffalo Bills are. That's what the LA Chargers are. They are a throwing football team. They come out, they throw. That's what Tampa Bay does. Tom Brady wants to throw. That's not what the Eagles are. As a matter of fact, they don't want to be classified as a running team or a throwing team. So they have the ability, if you want to load up and try to stop the run and force Jalen to beat you with his arm, Minnesota, ask them what they thought about Jalen's arm and his ability to throw the ball. Ask the Washington Commanders what they thought about Jalen throwing the ball. The Pittsburgh Steelers, when Jalen had to throw the ball. Like, the idea that he's going to come out and put up 300 yards passing per game and sit back there like Pat Mahomes does throwing the ball, he's not Pat Mahomes. He's not. And this offense isn't that. They actually do care about running. As much as I love Big Red, when the hell has Andy ever cared about running the football? Except for in 2003 when we had no wide receivers.
Right.
And we had to use the three-headed monster. Andy wants to throw the ball. That's what Andy does. I'm surprised Sean McDermott wants to throw the ball as much as they do. But they want to put everything on Josh Allen and his arm. Just look at their running backs. They're not trying to run the football. The Eagles actually do embrace the run.
Yeah.
And they don't mind doing it. They know that if you have to go out and throw the ball 40 times every game, that may not be conducive to us winning every week. We may win some games, but it's not a formula for us to win every week. So they don't go into it looking at that way. Like, the only way we can win is if Jalen goes out here and he puts the ball up 40 times and throws for 300 yards. They're perfectly fine running the football. They're okay with that. And you know what? Sometimes the evidence helps people change their minds. So even if the philosophy wanted to be, I want to be a passing team, I want to throw the ball like we all believe that's what the owner wants. That's what they want. They want to throw. Well, okay, we just had a big arm quarterback here that could throw the ball. Do you want to win or do you want to throw the football?
Win.
They want to win. Exactly. So what you do is you embrace what you have. I can remember a day this summer, or maybe it was like early in the spring. It was at some point where I remember going off about the Eagles needing to stop flirting or having wandering eyes at other quarterbacks and get behind this guy and support him. Stop walking on eggshells when people ask you whether or not he's your quarterback. Just say, yeah, you don't have an alternative. So stop trying to have reservations about how comfortable you are with Jalen Hurts. He's our best option. Start developing him, put players around him, cultivate a culture that supports him as opposed to leaves a question in the air all the time as to whether or not he's the guy. That's when that nonsense needed to stop, and that's when they decided, you know what? All the looking at this and looking at that, that's over with. He's here. Let's go play. And he answered all the questions, and that's why you don't hear no more of that talk. And sometimes you got to say to yourself, we have to adjust. This is the quarterback we have. And I don't care if I envision having Dan Marino back there, Pat Mahomes, or whomever back there. That ain't what we have. And this is more than enough. You know what? Dallas was envisioning other quarterbacks too, and they kept playing around with Dak Prescott for years. He's still their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the guy, and you have to win with him, and you got to have the ability to adjust when building an offense around Jalen Hurts. You can't be stagnant. You can't be stuck in your ways, and it has to fit in this bracket. No. If this is the guy you're going to coach, you got to put an offense around him, and that's what they've done. In some games, it's going to be the run game, and some games, it's going to be the passing game. I just love that they can do both. They can do both. And until we get in a situation where we can't or we don't win because, I don't know, the only time I can really think of what you needing to pass is if you get down double digits in a game and you need to catch up. And you're saying, oh, my God, I can't come back. Because now that's what San Francisco is going to do. Mm-hmm. They get down by 10, 14, 16 points. It's a wrap. Because we got to put the game on Jimmy G's shoulder now.
Eagles were just came back from two. They scored two touchdowns in the fourth against the Colts. They didn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't panic and they went right to the run, and they were able to go bang bang and score those touchdowns.
Exactly. And you got a quarterback that can pick up chunk plays.
Yeah.
You got a quarterback that can pick up chunk plays. I'm not telling you that this is the most prolific passing offense. That's not what I'm telling you. And I'm not telling you that if you're looking at the team and you say that's the one concern that I have is we it don't like we can throw the ball. All I'm saying is that I wouldn't be too concerned about it because I think you're just going to have to get comfortable with possibly winning with Jalen throwing for 180 yards, rushing for 75 yards, and hey, if it leads to a W, nobody's going to care.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. 215-592-9494. Tuesdays with Elliot. Elliot Short Parks joins us coming up next.
All those loser quarterbacks that played in San Diego and Los Angeles for the Chargers, they put up hollow numbers for decades. Dan Fouts, Phillip Rivers, all of them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You got
another one now.
Got another one out there putting up hollow numbers.
That's true.
They're hollow numbers until you actually win something or you get in the postseason and can do it.
Yeah. All right, let's see. Let's see.
That's all I'm saying is the Chargers. They got a history of that.
They certainly do. We'll see what this offense looks like when they get into the playoffs. Like 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Elliott's thoughts. Biggest worry, biggest concern for the Eagles down the stretch here. It's the passing offense. He discusses coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Marks and Reese. Hey, listen, guys. If you're thinking about losing weight, right? The holidays are coming up, right? You want to knock down a couple of pounds after Thanksgiving. And not only are you losing weight, but you're helping your overall health, right? Research shows that it also helps increase testosterone levels, which can resolve ED and low libido. And with NJ Diet, it only takes 40 days to lose a contractually 20 to 40 plus pounds. Weight loss is contractually guaranteed. NJ Diet uses your hair, saliva, and blood work to personalize natural formulas and supplements where the side effect is weight loss. You can lose 20 to 40 plus pounds. That's guaranteed. NJ Diet's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no counting points, no prepackaged foods, and no surgery. Schedule an initial consult in one of their many locations throughout the East Coast or from anywhere with live online video consultations. No matter how much weight you need to lose, NJ Diet is definitely for you. And don't wait for your doctor to give you bad news and say, right, hey, you got to lose some weight. Stay ahead of your health by calling NJ Diet today. 855-5NJ-DIET. That's 855-5NJ-DIET or visit NJDiet.com. That's NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.